Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our very small planet, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back.
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. For this week's Stargazers, look out for the planets of Mars and Jupiter in your morning sky. Now, both planets are very, very bright, and Mars in particular will be shining extremely bright in the morning sky.
And we have a cool thing, an update on big story about the black hole that folks may or may not have been hearing about. Christopher has a little more for us today. What's going on?
Well, astronomers using the 8-meter Gemini North telescope atop Mauna Kea have discovered a supermassive black hole. And when I say that, I'm really not exaggerating. This black hole is 17 billion times the mass of our sun. And it's located near a galaxy called NGC 1600, some 200 million light years away from our own Milky Way.
And why hasn't this been discovered before?
Well, supermassive black holes like this are normally found in clusters of galaxies and other black holes. They tend to group together, and we think that the big black holes form because they basically gobble up all the matter in their region of space, and hence they get so large. But this black hole was located in an area of space where there really isn't anything at all.
And you said they like to sort of clump together?
That's right. Because these objects are so massive, their mutual gravity attracts one another, and eventually you get collisions, and black holes consume other objects, and in some cases black holes merge together to form even bigger black holes.
And that's what we've got going on here?
We have. But what's strange about this is that this black hole, because it's so massive, must have consumed everything else around it. So basically now, it's left on its own out there in space.
Do they eventually become not so hungry anymore? Sort of like an animal, your pet, if you feed them enough pellets, they stop seeming interested in more? Or is there more to come?
Well, we're really not sure. The actual lifespan of a black hole is something that we really don't have any idea about. One of the big questions in physics right now is, do these black holes stay as large as they really are, or do they evaporate very, very slowly over a long period of time? That's something that's been suggested by the physicist Stephen Hawking.
And everything in it goes with it.
It disappears from the universe.
Wow, that is a trip. Well, more fascinating information from you, no question about it. Thank you so much, Christopher Phillips.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week for Stargazer.